What song is it you want to hear?
Welcome to the Secret Chord Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Jacobs. The Secret Chord explores spirituality through the lens of great music. And we're sponsored by SuperJeweler.com, my favorite online fine jewelry destination. And without further ado, please enjoy this podcast. Hi, folks, and welcome to episode 23 of the Secret Chord Podcast. This week, we are here to discuss Sir Elton Hercules John, who was born Reginald Kenneth Dwight, March 25th, 1947, in London. He's a singer, songwriter, pianist, and composer. He's worked with lyricist Bernie Taupin since 1967, and they've collaborated on more than 30 albums. Elton has sold more than 300 million records, making him one of the world's best-selling music artists. He has more than 50 top 40 hits, as well as 7 consecutive number one albums in the United States, 58 Billboard top 40 singles, 27 top 10 singles, 4 of which peaked at number 2 and 9 of which peaked at number 1. His tribute single, Candle in the Wind, 1997, rewritten in dedication to Princess Diana, sold over 33 million copies worldwide, and is the best-selling single in the history of the UK and US singles charts. So with all that success, maybe you would think that Elton doesn't have much of a spiritual side. Well, in doing research on some of his songs, you'll see that he does. And I'd like to play you a couple of examples right now. Example number one is a great song called Answer in the Sky. And it goes something like this.
Well, you see that it's a fact. If you watch the sky at night, and if you stare into the darkness, you might see celestial light. And if your heart is empty and there's no hope inside, there's a chance you'll find an answer in the sky.
And here's another one called Salvation.
Gonna find the end, we're gonna need a helping hand. I have to say, my friend, we're looking for a light ahead. In the distance, a candle burns. Salvation keeps the hungry children.
Both of those are great songs, but the song that we're here to talk about today is called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. The song was released in 1973 as the album's second single and entered the top 10 in both the United Kingdom and the United States. It was one of Elton's biggest hits and surpassed the previous single, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, in sales and popularity quickly following its release. In the U.S., it was certified gold on the 4th of January, 1974, and platinum on the 13th of September, 1995. Circus magazine described it as delicate and beautiful. AllMusic wrote that the song is a vocal triumph and a pinnacle of its style. In 2010, Rolling Stone magazine ranked it number 380th in their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. So let's take a listen. This is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by the great Elton John.
my, oh my. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be.
The Secret Chord is generously sponsored by SuperJeweler.com. SuperJeweler offers amazing and beautiful jewelry at the absolute lowest prices. How? They scour the globe looking for the best deals on diamonds, gemstones, and fashion jewelry. They buy direct from the source and pass on the savings to their customers. And by the way, all of their diamonds come from ethical, conflict-free suppliers. If you go to SuperJeweler.com and put in the promo code ADAM20, you'll get 20% off everything and anything on the site. That's superjeweler.com, millions of happy customers since 1999. So let's talk about the music. The musician Ben Folds told Rolling Stone magazine for their 100 Greatest Singers of All Time issue that Elton was mixing his falsetto and his chest voice to really fantastic effect in the 70s. There's that point in Goodbye Yellow Brick Road where he sings, "On the ground." His voice is all over the shop. It's like jumping off a diving board when he did that. So I think that's true. Elton has one of the most unique and engaging voices in rock and roll. He is fun, interesting, poignant, and just totally unique. By the way, he has a falsetto. And if you wondered what the difference between falsetto and other kinds of singing is, well, I looked into it for you. Falsetto is a mode of singing that sounds breathy, fluty, and hollow, and is usually found in the upper register. Chest voice, however, refers to those lower, thicker, and warmer tones. It also reflects the register that we normally use when speaking. So let's talk about the music. The musician Josh Homme, from a band called Queens of the Stone Age, said, "It's nice to pick something that may seem off-kilter for us to do, because they covered Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. But Goodbye Yellow Brick Road really has a psychedelic carousel nature to it." And I love that phrase. "I think at first we thought we'll tinker with the arrangements, but there's so many beautiful chords The chord progression is so wonderful. Once you step onto that carousel, it's just this beautiful musical swirl, and it's really intoxicating. I think that's a beautiful description of this tune. So he opens up the song by saying, "When are you going to come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my old man. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be singing the blues." Well, what does that mean? What is this song really about? I would say this is a song about disillusionment. Elton had made it big at this point, but his life started falling apart, and so he longs, as everybody does, to go back home. In this case, back to the farm, back to simplicity, as was represented by Kansas in the film The Wizard of Oz, which obviously the song takes its name from. Fame, by and large, in my opinion, it can give people an extremely warped sense of who they are and lead them to believe that they have a lot coming to them. Elton's confusion, unhappiness, and ultimately desperation were vividly portrayed by Taron Egerton in Rocketman, which I highly recommend. The desire for material things is ultimately insatiable. As the Talmud says, the man who has 100 wants 200. It's a black hole that Elton tried to fill with alcohol, cocaine, promiscuity, and public adulation, which all failed and almost killed him. He went to rehab in 1990, and it seems to me that two of the great possible benefits of rehab are the spirituality associated with the 12-step program and the development of humility. When his longtime collaborator Bernie Taupin went to see him in rehab, he had the following to say about the visit. He says, "That scene in the film when I visit him in rehab and he's mopping the floor, I remember how much he enjoyed doing his own laundry, mopping the floor, scrubbing the toilet. Once he was in that situation, he adhered to it 100%. He totally embraced it." So when the song asks, "When are you going to come down? When are you going to land?" That's when you're forced by circumstances to deal with your humility, or lack thereof. What better antidote to all that was troubling Elton John at that time in his life than a good dose of humility? And he realizes that something's got to change. The chorus of the song is, "So goodbye, yellow brick road, where the dogs of society howl. You can't plant me in your penthouse. I'm going back to my plow, back to the howling old owl in the woods, hunting the horny-backed toad. Oh, I've finally decided my future lies beyond the yellow brick road." So what is the yellow brick road? The Wizard of Oz was written in 1900 by Frank Baum and is chock full of spiritual imagery. What's the yellow brick road? It's the glittery, crazy material world that we inhabit. It's the journey of misfits who are all lost, getting harassed by evil beings, looking for what's most important to them, even though they already have it, and trying to find their way back home. Kansas is home, the real world of the soul, where we all came from and will return to. We will know all the characters we encountered. As Dorothy said, "It wasn't a dream, it was a place, and you, and you, and you were there. And I'm not going to leave here ever, ever again because I love you all." That's an experience that all of us will eventually have. When we go back to where we came from, we will come to look at this world as the yellow brick road, a journey that we had to go on with highs, lows, friends, enemies. But at the end of it all, we end up back in our beds, surrounded by those we love. How about the symbolism of the cyclone? So I found a website called Unconventional Spirituality, which I highly recommend. It's very interesting. There they say the cyclone represents the catalyst in our lives, usually a traumatic event that causes inner conflict and in turn pushes us forward in a different direction. Without these events, we become stymied in a course of mindless routine. As is often the case, traumatic events such as divorce, death, loss of a job or lifestyle force us to reassess our life journey. It is neither an act of good or evil, but merely the force that redirects us into the next phase of our lives. Elton John had his own cyclone and discovered that his future lay beyond the yellow brick road. And each one of us, at some point in our lives, experiences that. We're all on our own yellow brick path, trying to get back home and making the best of the situation that we find ourselves in. Sometimes, horrific events are simply the catalyst that force us on in our journey, ultimately a journey of self-discovery. That's what I believe Elton John means by goodbye, yellow brick road. I've walked you, I've overcome, and now it's time to move on to the next phase. These are my thoughts on Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. I hope you've enjoyed exploring them. And as always, we look forward to getting together again next week and for the remainder of 2020 for more great music and more ideas. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening. Please consider leaving a comment or a review to help us spread the word. And please subscribe to the podcast on any of the major podcasting platforms. To support us, please visit our Patreon account. And if you'd like to communicate with me directly, please feel free to email me at ajacobs@aish.com. The Secret Chord is produced and engineered by Naor Cohen.